Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We got your password coming up for Beat the Bank.
Extreme!
Did give away the $5,000 yesterday on a close call, but we still have some $1,000 vaults in there for you, Kid Nation. And just in case you're thinking about some gifts, because birthdays are happening all around us, anniversaries, and maybe you have run out of things to buy, let me tell you about 23andMe's Health and Ancestry Service Kit. That's one of those sneaky gifts that you don't know is going to make somebody extremely happy. It's going to take up all their time, because once you receive your results, you're going to be reading days on end. I still log on every day just to see what's going on.
Right.
Here's the thing. Nobody loves you more than you. And to find out more about you, boom.
You're finding
out. This is like the best gift ever,
right?
Because everything is so great, right?
Yeah, you're going to find out what your DNA says about your health, traits, and more, including your genetic likelihood for developing certain diseases. And here's the thing. Diabetes is growing, and it's a public health challenge. And one in three adults in the United States has prediabetes, but 90% of those with prediabetes, you don't know you have it. So type 2 diabetes is influenced by genetics. It's not just the lifestyle and weight. Type 2 diabetes is a condition that typically develops as we get older. It's caused by many factors, including your diet, lack of proper exercise, weight gain, and our genes.
Okay.
So with 23andMe's Health and Ancestry Kit, you're going to get insights into your genetic likelihood for developing type 2 diabetes. It empowers you to get personalized results and tools that may help you prevent the disease. Among other awesome things, like letting you know that you could have some athletic muscle composition like I do and Kelly does.
Okay.
It's true.
It really is true. Kelly has it as well. Elite athlete.
I know.
If I had known about this earlier, I would have done something.
You could have been a professional athlete. You just didn't know.
I didn't know.
You didn't know your traits were out there, Kelly. Look, you can order your 23andMe Health and Ancestry Service Kit at 23andme.com/kid. That's the number 23andme.com/kid. Again, that's 23andme.com/kid.
Got it.
Pretty awesome. We had you vote online, Kid Nation, for our next game, because Beat the Bank does end on Thursday. And we gave you the power because we came up with a bunch of games that we thought were pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
So Kid Nation voted.
Do we have the results?
Yes, we do, Kelly.
It's all American Idol.
This is what you want.
All right.
You want your next contest to be Wheel of Gift Cards!
That one.
I personally wanted to do the trivia one where you pick us because we want to be involved. But
that's a lot of pressure.
There's a lot of pressure on us, Kelly. Uh-huh. So beginning on Tuesday, make sure you're listening between 7:20 and 7:40 Central for us to tell you to call in. Then be the correct caller and have a cast member spin the wheel for you.
Oh, so we are involved somewhat.
We are, but we're just going to be spinning that thing. So there's 14 popular gift cards ranging from $100 all the way up to $2,000.
Wow. Nice.
On the first spin, we're going to reveal what company the gift card is from, right? So you'll find out where it's from, but not the amount.
Okay.
You have to decide, hey, I'm going to keep that because I like that company and I could buy a bunch of cool stuff. And then you get to open and see the value. Or we'll give you an extra spin. But with that extra spin, you get stuck with whatever comes up. All right?
All right.
Stuck?
You get stuck.
Oh, awesome.
It is pretty awesome. It's the Wheel of Gift Cards! Starting Tuesday on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right.
And I heard this one won by a lot.
Yeah. Landslide, Jenna.
That's what Robert said, yeah.
The Wheel was a runaway winner. Clear winner on that
one. Okay, good. Oh.
You know who was not a winner? It was Kelly at the consignment store yesterday.
Oh, man.
What happened?
When you're cleaning out your closet and stuff, and you have to go, you know,
So you're consigning things.
Some things. We do swap parties, and I give, you know, a lot of my stuff I trade with my girlfriends and stuff. But some of it's like, I pay a lot of money for that.
Yeah.
I don't want to get a little bit. You know, it's not a lot, but it's still something.
I got it.
And so I get it all together, and I've literally driven the clothes around in the back of my car for 3 weeks.
I've done that.
And I finally said, I've got to do it today. So I go, and I get anxiety just pulling into the parking lot because your stuff's about to be judged by one person.
Okay.
And they sometimes reject it. Sometimes.
There's my story.
Oh.
Thanks, Al. Somebody was not on Instagrams yesterday.
I'm so sorry, Kelly. Oh.
There's no need for any more buildup.
Wow, Al, you make us wait a year for your story and you ruined her.
Let me pull the curtain back for Kid Nation real quick, because we have consultants.
I'm
the consultants'
sorry,
number one rule is Don't ruin other people's stories.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's like a little thing. We're not supposed to guess if we don't know because we know each other so well.
If the possibility of your guess is the actual outcome of a story, it completely can ruin a segment.
Well, I could continue, but what's the point?
I'm so sorry, Kelly.
Oh, just tell us.
So, Al, what do you want to do for the next 5 minutes that Kelly was going to tell a cool, funny story with a punchline?
I'm so sorry, Kelly.
I guess I could still tell it, but I don't really have as much joy telling it.
I would like to hear.
Did Al suck all the joy out of your story?
You know what, it happens now.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
But anyway.
I forgot. Tell us.
You just get anxiety pulling into the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And I go in, and this woman had been ahead of me. So you hang all your stuff up, and this woman was ahead of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I could hear her conversation with the gentleman who just must have rejected a lot of her things, but she had three pieces that he accepted.
Are there more than one person that are judging?
There are usually, but I guess this is the guy.
Okay.
His shift,
the main
or something.
Dude. Okay.
And she was trying to explain. She was a little older woman, and she said, well, apparently this brand is not known as well around here. Because in certain parts of the country, certain things are more popular.
It is mind blowing when you do this. I've been there before and brought purses, and they go, these aren't trendy right now. I go, oh, you just wait. They will be. Designer stuff comes back again.
What do you mean you don't want to take my Massimo of Target from 12 years ago?
Right, so she was a little offended, but her little three things hanging there. So I'm over there waiting for him to go through my stuff, and he just goes through it. And then I turn around because I can't bear to watch. And there's like, here's what we'll accept. And here's what we reject. And I wanted to say, I just bought that from here 6 months ago. That's what I want to say. You're rejecting your own crap. What you're rejecting.
I'm probably so relieved when they got rid of it the last time.
And then he said, this one has deodorant marks.
What?
Well, sometimes when you try them on,
yeah,
and take
you get it on.
Yeah. It's like... Yeah,
so
but
fix it. Yeah.
So I had to take that back. It's embarrassing when they reject your stuff, and it's like, I thought I looked good in that, but I lost 20 pounds and I can't wear it anymore. But it's not good enough to be sold to anybody else. So basically, my stuff got rejected.
Oh my God.
I didn't see that coming, Cup.
I would have probably fluffed it up a little more.
Yeah. I didn't see that coming one bit.
I'm so sorry, Kelly. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, babe.
Yeah.
You're going to get yelled at during the commercial break.
I'm so sorry. No, keep playing music.
White Cheddar's out there just waiting.
I'm so
you know how
sorry,
like the bulls
Kelly.
Do their little feet when they're going to run at you? That's Cheddar right now.
I'm so sorry,
I see his nostrils.
Kelly.
You're going to come in here steaming.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
we know each other well.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
You can attribute it to that, right?
Michelle wants us to turn off Big Al's mic for the rest of the show on the text.
I'll turn it off for you.
All right, Kid Nation, let's hook you up with the vault password for Beat the Bank
Extreme.
You need this. 10 minutes from now, we're going to have you call in, and you can claim one of the vaults that remain, and one of those, maybe a couple of those, have $1,000 left in them. The password you need is Wonderful. Wonderful is your password. Beat the Bank is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. It's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Only a few vaults remain. Hopefully a couple of those have at least $1,000 in there for you. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIN.
But only call if you want to play. Yeah. And you know that password, you know. And make sure you call our number 11. We'll go call our number 11 this hour.
Got it.
If you don't get in this time around, we got another chance for you to play in an hour from now. Two chances every day to play Beat the Bank Extreme for you. Tonight on TV, 16th season finale of NCIS on CBS. You got the 2-hour season finale of The Voice. Yeah, you're going to be watching that because your boy Blake's on there.
I got to watch it now.
Team still strong?
By law, yeah, I got to watch it tonight.
The 5th season finale of Black-ish is on ABC tonight. And Wanda Sykes, Not Normal on Netflix, if you want to check out a little funny action on there. And Kevin Hart's going to be on Jimmy Fallon, Will Smith and Elizabeth Banks on Jimmy Kimmel, and Stephen Colbert will have Howard Stern in The National on the show.
Ooh.
Speaking of Anthony Anderson and Wanda Sykes, they're both going to be on the Jefferson's, All in the Family Jefferson's thing tomorrow night.
I thought it was tonight.
No, I think it's Wednesday. I'm pretty sure it's Wednesday.
I don't know.
And I don't
know. They were advertising it a lot during The Bachelorette last night.
Yeah, all during The Bachelor.
Jamie Foxx is going to be on there. And Marissa Tomei.
I'll tell you about The Bachelorette. I was not sure about Hannah. But now I'm sure.
You think Hannah?
Are you sure? No, what are you sure about?
She's a great pick for Bachelorette.
I honestly, JC, the way she, when they told her she was the Bachelorette and she had nothing to say.
I was scared.
They brought her out for the live, you know, after the final rose, whatever, finale, and she still had nothing to say. I was worried.
Mm-hmm. But she's feisty.
She's horny.
She's... She is climbing on every dude.
She's mounting everything. She is literally salivating. When she opens her mouth, you can see the drool strings. She just wants to make out and stick her tongue down
every dude's
mouth. And I was telling my husband last night, I said, you have to assume she picks one guy at the end. And he's going back and watching this, seeing what she's doing with all these other guys. One of them might be him.
I couldn't, because guys are so visual too. Yeah, I couldn't do it, Jenna. I would honestly, I don't think I would be able to keep going with the relationship with Hannah if I was the picked one.
It's truly shocking. This is the most aggressive Bachelorette. She's having fun.
I read online. She's kissed 10 guys already.
Yeah. Last night.
Last night?
Yeah. It was like, dude, every guy she talked to, she was bleh. Just all in, man.
All in.
But
all right.
She was definitely more into one of the guys, and that's Luke. Is that Luke P or something?
They're about the ripped guy. They about to get it on.
She was trying to get it on with him, and she got walked in on. I mean, if I got picked and I'm not Luke, and I'm watching how she is just drooling over this dude.
Luke is playing her like a fiddle.
Yeah, so here's the thing. They did a little talent competition yesterday. Right?
I want to hear,
they had a talent competition.
I saw a little bit of this, yeah.
So, since she's a pageant queen, they decided to do it with the guys. They did the Speedo, and Luke came out looking like, one of the guys said, a Greek god, which he did. And this was his talent, because he said, I don't really have talent like the other guys. Guys sing songs, the guys are doing poetry. This is Luke's talent.
And I know that the Mr. Right for you is a man that's going to love you fiercely. And I've already given you a piece of my heart. But I hope in the future, I can give you all of it. And Hannah, I can't believe I'm saying this right now. This is pretty crazy, because it's so soon.
We've got to go on the episode.
Here we go. I can't hide it. Hannah, I'm genuinely starting to fall in love with you.
Bull crap.
By the way,
anybody's buying that.
It's been 48 hours since these two people met. 48 hours, and this guy's already dropping the
ridiculous, I'm
falling in love with you line. All the guys are puking all over themselves because they're like, what's this guy doing?
Right?
Oh. I mean, I get it. Maybe you could have spun it away where you said, hey, I watched you all on TV, but then even that sounds creepy. He gives me creepy vibes now.
He should have just started stripping. That could have been his talent.
Yeah.
Because that's all he wants to do anyway.
So here's the thing. Here's how you know Luke's a player, because Hannah didn't turn and run when Luke said that, as most girls should. You know?
Hmm. Luke, he told me that he was starting to fall in love with me. And believe him.
What?
It makes me feel excited, but like, what the crap is happening? Yeah. I am that girl that like zones in on a guy, and I'm like, that's my guy. And there's such a part of me that wants to be like him. It's him. Because he's saying everything my heart needs him to say.
Well, that's it. He's saying everything he knows you want to hear,
because
he wants to get one thing.
Yeah.
And every girl listening right now, that guy's going to say everything you want to hear, because he wants to get in your pants.
He almost did.
And I want you to remember that, girls, because at the end, after he gets in her pants, he's going to dump her.
Uh-huh. That's true. By the way,
dating. I'm telling you, this should be required viewing for girls.
In the future episodes, and this was from last week on the trailer, she definitely goes.
She gets
there with one of the guys, at least.
We can imagine which one.
And I knew Luke is a player because he does that lip biting thing all the time. He looks at her and smiles and bites his lip.
Bites his bottom lip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's
he just doesn't have anything else to say.
That's a play.
Maybe he's just out of words.
Like, and I was trying to do it to my wife yesterday to see if it turned her on.
And?
No. She says I look weird when I bite my lip, but I think I'm doing it sexy. Like,
oh god,
is it good?
Looks like you're trying to get a little bit of food out of your face over there. Your soul patch.
I want to do the lip biting thing. I want to go to Luke.
I don't think I've ever
lip biting school.
I tell you, she's got some good looking guys to choose from, and Russell Wilson's twin brother.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That guy looks just like Russell
with the nose ring. Yeah, he's a good looking dude.
Hurt his ankle in the roller derby.
You know who I can't stand? Cam.
Oh, he's a creep.
Okay, what's up with Cam?
He looks creepy. You know Tom Green, the comedian that was just on Celebrity Big Brother? He kind of reminds me of him for some reason, kind of awkward.
Uh-huh.
But I like Tom Green way better than I like Cam. Cam was not invited to the group date. Cam decided to ABC, always be Cam, and show up to the group date.
I know it's hard, you know, not being on a date.
I was really just excited to come see you. When I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, the inevitability of you creating other bonds and relationships, I'm trying not to get over-analytical, to over-analyze things.
I think we're on this date because Hannah chose us to get to know us. And by him coming in like that, not only disrespects us, but disrespects Hannah.
It's a stalker boyfriend vibe right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was creepy.
He creeps me out.
And it wasn't just that one incident, but it was so funny. He's standing there talking to the cameraman after he does this, and one after the other, the guys come up to tell him, that wasn't cool, man.
Right? Man. This is the thing, though. They acted like they were going to be so tough, and they walk out there, bowed up, just like they're going
to
fight. They
had to beat it off their chest, man.
Hey, man, not cool, not bro. Cool. Not cool. All right, I'm going to go back inside. Not cool.
Here comes the next one. Same thing.
Hey, bro. That was not cool, bro. So not cool, dog.
Like, I would rather watch a season of The Bachelor where JC plays every character.
Yeah, you're missing out.
Third one walks out.
I am. Boat up. I have zero FOMO.
It's so fun.
You know what, Cam? Not cool.
Right.
Every one of them. Same thing.
And Cam doesn't care.
No, because you know what? This is Cam.
Now, I'm, you know, obviously more motivated than ever to go and create time with Hannah and be bold.
Is he playing a harmonica?
Because, as I always say, ABC, always be Cam. I can only be true to me. I can only be Cam. I always say ABC, always be Cam. Just ABC, always be Cam. Very simple. ABC, always be Cam. And I'm the type of guy that when I want something, I go all in.
Creepy.
So creeps. Totes creeps.
My husband couldn't get past the chicken nuggets.
He threw it.
What happened with chicken nuggets?
I missed this totally.
I don't know all their names yet. She's having a one-on-one time during the cocktail party, the final cocktail party. And she's talking to this guy. And here comes Cam. Hey, I've got a surprise for all three of us.
Cam's on his way to get his butt kicked, Bill.
Yeah. So this is also one of the guys that he interrupted on the group date. And he has, there's this heart of flowers set up with pillows. And Cam sits down and says, I told you I'm a picky eater. So here's the chicken nuggets that I'll eat. So he's an adult man who his favorite food is chicken nuggets. And he presents her with honey mustard instead of a ring. And it's just like really weird. And the guy is just mad.
It was one of the guys that did the not cool, bro.
Yeah, not cool, bro.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
He gets up at the end and he's just stewing. And the more he's stewing about it, he's talking to everybody. He grabs like four chicken nuggets and he walks up and he says, blank you, Cam. And he throws the chicken nuggets at his chest. It's just so stupid.
Blank you, Cam. Not cool,
not
bro.
Cool. Chicken nuggets.
That'll learn him.
I wish Cam would. This is one time I wish Cam would have caught it and just ate it.
Oh, man.
These
last
guys
night
are so
was
funny.
So fun.
Not cool, bro. Not cool. Al, you gotta go in the bathroom.
Left. Better get yours now. You can still win hundreds or maybe a thou. Beat the bang.
Extreme.
Beat the bang.
Extreme.
It's working hard to get nuggets into that rap, but I didn't have enough time.
They looked good, too. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Good. I'm so excited.
ABC. Amy B. contestant, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What are you up to right now, Amy? Amy?
I'm a teacher. I'm at school.
Oh, cool.
Last week?
Yes.
All right.
Nice. What do you teach?
First grade.
Aww. That's what my son is in. Are they more?
Oh, yes.
Are they more sweet or getting to the point where your hair is falling out?
Well, both. They really love their teacher at this age, so it's nice.
Yeah. I guess kindergarten through, like, second grade, you're pretty good, and then it gets a little tough.
Yeah.
All right, Amy, well, I know you got a group of children ready to go, so we'll go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Wonderful.
Password accepted.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Now, we have very few vaults remaining. Which one would you like to pick?
58.
All right.
58.
That one is Amy's vault. And here is Al to tell you how we play the game.
Amy, you're going to hear our banker holler at dollar amounts. They're going to increase the longer you stay in. Your job is to say stop before that vault door closes. If you don't, Amy, you get nothing.
Okay. How high can the vault go, Al?
Up to 1,000, maybe. But we don't know.
Could go as high as 1,000.
Still say stop if it does go that high, because the door's still closing, so you got to make sure it stops before it does, and then you'll be all good.
Okay.
All right, Amy. All right. Let's see how much money you can pull out. Let's play
Beat the Bank!
Extreme! 80. 120. 160. 240. 320. 350. 450. 490. 620. 680. 750.
Stop.
Yeah. All right. There you go. That's a good solid stop right there.
That's a good call right there, Amy. $750. What are you going to do with that?
Pay some bills.
Yeah, pay a little bills. Maybe you have some left over. Buy yourself something nice.
Get a manicure or something.
Yeah. Nice little pedi. Mani-pedi would be good. Why not?
Ooh, go all out.
All out, Amy. All right. Well, just for fun, you got $750. But just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay.
900. 930.
Slam.
There you go, Amy. You got most of that right there.
Yeah, you did.
Congratulations on your $750, Amy.
Thank you.
And you have a wonderful day at school today teaching those little ones.
And have a great summer.
I will.
Yeah, enjoy your summer, too.
Almost over.
Almost over, teachers. Rejoice. What am I doing right now? Oh, yeah, I know what we're doing. We're doing Does That Make Me Crazy? That's why I grabbed my computer. My head was saying, grab your computer, JC. And I said, why, brain? Well, it's because we're going to do Does That Make Me Crazy? Does it make me crazy that I have conversations with myself?
And you
while we're doing the show?
Back. Yeah.
Of course. But we want you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And ask us, after you tell us those quirky things you've done that you think are normal, ask us, does that make me crazy? For example, hey, guys, I just wanted to make sure I'm not crazy or anything, but is it crazy that I say excuse me even when I'm alone and I sneeze or toot? Yeah, that's the cute crazy.
Cute crazy.
That's cute crazy we're looking for. Excuse me. We'll find out if you're crazy or not when we take your calls, Kid Nation, next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big shout out to Amy, who won $750 with Beat the Bank.
Extreme!
Now we will have another round coming your way just over 25 minutes from now. We'll hook you up with a password. Make sure you remember that one and claim your vault. And you voted on what we're going to play after Beat the Bank, and we're going to do Wheel
of Gift Cards
starting next week.
We'll work on that.
Gotta give me more notice.
Gotta work on that.
You gotta be ready to go, Kelly.
Gotta work on that.
We just caught on to the extreme.
I know.
Took a minute.
All right, let's launch into Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation?
Those little things that you do that you think may be normal, but, well, here's an example. This morning, Kelly, is my head extremely shiny this morning?
It's no more shiny than, well, yeah, I guess.
It is a little bit?
A little shiny, yeah.
Because I was trying to shave my head with my clippers, and they needed cleaning. I didn't have the oil, so I had to clean my clippers with olive oil.
Oh, that's nice.
Does that make me crazy?
No, that's
smart. Good for you.
All right.
Now, is there a scab on the top of your head?
No, that's a little mark right there. I guess it's a birthmark of some sort.
Oh, maybe it's,
oh man,
I don't know that I've ever noticed that before.
Yeah, you know how many birthmarks we probably have under our hair we don't know about.
Y'all, I would not be good bald.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
I got a big dent in the top of my head. I do.
You have a
dent in your head.
Look what happened to my head. It's indented.
I just have a flat back of the head.
Have you ever head shaved?
Yeah. I did it for football, and then they shaved my head in college. Not my choice.
I remember the little boys in school, they get lice. They come to school the next day with their head shaved. Because mom was like, I'm not dealing with that.
Yep.
I didn't look good with a head. Not good. I have a flat head, and then I have a cool widow's peak. That's not cool.
Yeah, you gotta have a good, right shape head.
Yeah, I don't have that.
My face is too big. I have a big face.
Maybe we're gonna have somebody Photoshop us with bald heads and see how we look.
I had a bob once. I can't go shorter than that.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text, every time I hear Happier by Marshmello and Bastille, I keep thinking it's a sign that my dog's gonna die. Because the dog died in the music video. Does that make me crazy?
Spoiler alert again.
Oh, it's a music video. You haven't seen it. The song's been out for a long time. If you haven't seen the music video by now, sorry. At least you're ready now. You know?
Be sure to check Does the Dog Die? The website.
Yeah.
For all sad spoilers.
Also from the text, I will not eat ravioli out of the can or at Olive Garden if they are stuck together. Because they don't taste the same. Mm. Does that make me crazy?
That's my favorite.
I love the double.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. It's extra pasta-y.
The double ravioli is great.
I love stuff stuck together. It's like such a nice surprise.
Yeah.
I love how specific that was. Out of the can or at Olive Garden.
I guess that's the only
two places that have ravioli.
You get like a potato chip that's curled around another potato chip.
Yeah, I love
that. You got like two potato chips in one.
I do love that.
Oh, those are so good.
I love double
stuff. That never happens with Pringles, though.
No.
Pringles always has just a single chip. Sometimes you just want, can I get a double? Anna, you have a couple from the text as well.
Yes, and also from Instagram.
All right.
Alessia said, I don't like changing in front of my cat because I think that he was a human man in his past life.
What if that human man cat thinks you're sexy?
Yeah.
Meow.
He's always licking himself in the corner, just
doing that little noise.
If I came back as an animal, I think cat would be one of the top. They live the life, and you get to be a jerk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dana.
Hey.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead and hit us with yours.
Okay, so every time I get in or out of my bed, I like crawl on all fours. So even if I wake up and I'm laying on my back, I flip over onto my front, get on all fours, and then crawl to the edge of the bed. And I do the same thing getting into bed.
Like a dog.
Why? Does that make me crazy?
Is there a reason why?
Well, I noticed that I've only started doing it since we got our king-size bed. Oh. So I don't know if maybe the extra bed, I feel like I don't have enough room to just roll over and get out.
Yeah.
So I have to do the get on all fours kind of thing. And every time my significant other sees me do it, he says I look like a dog that's like getting ready to lay down or whatever.
Yeah, that makes you crazy. Do you do circles before you lay down all the way?
I don't do full circles, but
you should do that.
I definitely kind of root around a little bit.
Oh,
yeah, okay. That's cool, crazy though. I'm down with that.
The rooting makes you crazy.
I was just watching a video of this girl who learned how to jump like a horse. So she sets up little horse jumping
hurdles,
agility hurdles. Yeah, and so she jumps like a horse.
She on
all fours. Yeah, she
gallops or whatever.
She gallops on over to the
hurdle.
The hurdle and jumps.
I need to see this
video. What's the benefit of that?
I don't know, but she looks majestic. And the fact that I just get stuck watching these videos.
Yeah, right?
I know. Just you get in that.
Put her in the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Lexi.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Welcome to...
Wow, I've never been on before. This is so exciting.
Well, welcome. And then it's us telling you if you're crazy or not, which is a great first time on the radio, I think.
Yeah, I think I am a little crazy. My students tell me all the time I am. But I made a bet with them during star testing. If they scored really, they scored really well, that I'd shave my head. And I'm very scared, so on the last day of school, I'm just going to wear a bald cap.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's when it does suck that you're good at your job, you know, because you made a bet. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think they would do that. I didn't think they would do this well.
Yeah, you're apparently a great teacher.
Well, if you do end up shaving your head, send us a picture, Lexi.
I kind of want to, honestly.
It'll grow back.
I'm scared, though.
It takes a while.
Yeah, it's just hair.
Just hair. You might have a good head and you didn't even know.
Yeah, right.
How do you know you have a bad head, Kelly?
Because I can feel it.
Yeah, but it's just one little lump.
I can feel the dent in my head. I can feel it.
Feel it out.
Back right there. Okay, you got to press down hard.
Do. Yeah.
How far does it go?
Oh, about an inch.
About an inch in?
Well, I wouldn't say it's an inch. It might be exaggerating a tad.
Yeah.
But I would have like this bumpy cranium thing.
I guarantee you, if she walked outside in the rain with a bald head, she would have some ponding going on on top of her head.
Kelly's got a pool on her head.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Hi, Crystal.
Hello.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy?
Now I have a headache. Heart.
Yours involves cereal, huh?
Yes. So when I eat cereal out of a cup or a bowl, when I'm done with the cereal, I eat the milk with the spoon like soup.
Oh, that takes forever.
Yeah, just pick up the bowl, girl.
I can't for some reason. Like, I literally try, and it tastes better in my spoon than drinking it.
Huh. Okay. Hmm. That's crazy. Because I just take back the whole bowl. Now, you know who would not be able to do that with the spoon is Emily. Emily, what is your crazy?
I am terrified of eating out of spoons.
Oh. All spoons, not just metal?
Spoons, they're just terrifying because your saliva just gets stuck in the divot. And you could just be eating your own spit over and over again. It just grosses me out.
Well, you know, you swallow your own spit a lot throughout the day.
It is in your mouth.
Well, that's different. It stays in there.
Oh, okay. So once it leaves your mouth, that's when it grosses
you out. So you don't eat any. So you don't eat any kind of liquid in a bowl, like soup or cereal?
I'll drink it, like, from the bowl.
Wow.
How do you feel about the spork?
I actually am starting to use spork to try and get out of the phobia.
That's good. That's a baby step. It's a baby step, though.
Right. You eat ice cream?
With a fork.
Oh, I ate ice cream with a fork yesterday. Because all our spoons were dirty.
I'm not alone.
It makes a really cool design on the ice cream, too.
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'd say, Emily, you're crazy.
What do you do when the doctor recommends you take 2 tablespoons of something?
Oh, nice.
I don't know. I've never had that happen.
You've never had to take medicine, liquid?
They always give me the pills. I request the liquid because I'm a child at heart.
Yeah.
But
how do you feel about spooning?
Good question.
Also terrifying.
Yeah. All right, good times.
All right.
Wow.
Couple of good crazies in there today.
Uh-huh. Amanda, what are you doing to your ear?
It's not me. It's my mother-in-law.
Oh, good. Just call out your mother-in-law. Yeah. What's she doing?
I know. We love her, but she takes a little plastic off of tags, like on a shirt or pants or whatever when you buy them, and she tickles the inside of her ear with it as she watches TV or is sitting in the living room just zoning out. Very strange. We called her out on it, you know, and she knows it's strange, but does that make her crazy?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. You guys were correct on that one, Amanda, to call her out.
Yeah.
But I am interested.
That's weird. Then again, my daddy used to scratch his ear with a car key.
I have cleaned. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's gross. All the wax buildup and...
Oh, no, he's just kind of like, I'm like, dude.
On the keys?
Yeah.
Gross.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Super cool.
Super cool.
Yolanda!
Hello.
Hey.
¿Cómo estás?
Good. How are you?
Good. What are you up to right now?
Walking around pacing.
Okay. Are you walking around at work? Is that where you're at?
No. I'm home today.
Okay. Walking around pacing at home.
There you go.
So if the neighbors look in the house right now, it's going to look awkward, right?
Yeah. A little bit. I can't believe I got on.
Oh, you got on. It's your lucky day today, Yolanda. We want you to win some money. So why don't we go ahead and step up to our vault?
Hello. Please enter your password.
Granola?
Password accepted.
Mm-mm-mm. You can buy so much granola if you want a bunch of money. All right, Yolanda. So we, man, how many do we have left? Like five?
Five
vaults left?
This is fifth.
Which one would you like to pick?
71.
All right, Yolanda wants number 71.
Got it.
Yolanda gets number 71. That's what she gets. Jenna, can you tell Yolanda how we play the game, please?
Yes, I can, Yolanda. You're going to hop in Vault 71. The banker is going to start shouting out some dollar amounts that are going to keep climbing up. We have no idea when he's going to decide to shut that vault door on you. So you just have to feel it out and yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. And it could go all the way to $1,000.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you got this, Yolanda.
You sure do.
Let's win you some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank Extreme.
$120. $200. $270. $360. $450. $500. $580.
Oh, well, no, sir, banker. Aw, man.
Oh, Yolanda.
I'm sorry.
Not close enough.
I'm sorry, Yolanda. Hey, you're going for that money, Zo.
I hear you, girl.
But I hope you have a wonderful day pacing in your house today.
Hey. I did. They said I didn't say it in time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Yolanda.
Oh, man.
But we love you. We love you for listening, and hopefully we get to listen to you talk on the radio again soon, okay? Have a wonderful day, Yolanda.
Oh, man.
That's how it goes sometimes, Al.
It be that way sometimes.
It be that way sometimes. Sometimes the banker does not hook it up in the vault, but it's okay. We'll try to lift your spirits here with some really cool dudes because you, maybe if you haven't heard of them, you've definitely heard their songs. I guarantee you, you've heard their work. Their name is Social House. They're on tour right now with Ariana Grande on her Sweetener tour. And they're stopping by to have a nice little chat with us and get to know them a little bit better next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we're getting all set up in the studio right now because we have some guests.
Yes, we do.
We have some cool guests right now. You've heard this song right here.
Handshakes in the Hamptons and getting drunk in the mansion with you. So classic.
So, their name is Social House. We got Scooty and Mikey in studio with us right now, and I know
they're
they got.
Be honest, they're too cool for our show.
I'm gonna be honest. When Cool Brothers walk in, I feel a lot less cool.
Yeah.
Like around y'all, I'm kind of cool because I'm the only.
Oh, really?
Brother.
No, you're not.
I'm the only brother in the room. But when really cool brothers walk in, I'm like,
we're with us white folks.
Yeah. Well, we already connected because we have the love for Fortnite, so we already connected on that base.
Oh yeah, Fortnite go crazy.
I was trying to tell your people to get you in the pro-am.
I'm gonna get my behind whoop.
No, because they team you up with like you'll be with a pro, and then that way they can carry you, right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You put me with T Fu.
Yeah.
T Fu put me with him. I'm cool. Yeah, we good.
So out of the two, you, Mikey or Scooty, who's better? Who's better at Fortnite?
Well, he spends a lot more time on it than I do.
That doesn't mean
he's
better.
I'm gonna save the world. Like, I'm not like cool. I'm not that good at like the competition. Joke.
Okay.
Like, because y'all they be doing all them little right angles and stuff. And
kids
all
got too good, man. They've been practicing the whole time.
Yeah, they got way too much time on their hands.
I was super late to the party.
Yeah. I wish I was 8 years old.
And right.
Do it all day.
Would you have dropped out of school for Fortnite?
Oh, yeah, of course.
For sure.
I'm going to change the trajectory that you're on now.
Oh, absolutely. I'm the worst person to ask. I'm like, follow your dreams, dude.
Have some fun. That's what you got to do.
When did y'all start mixing? I mean, when did you know you had this kind of skill?
Because you guys are from Pittsburgh,
music,
right?
Yeah.
I still don't think that.
I honestly can't say. We just kind of like dabbled in it.
I think we're just the type that just go out and try it. Like, if I want to go, if I think I could be the best mountain climber, I'm climbing mountains
today. Oh, my God. You like, and JC are twins.
I'm just
spirits.
Jumping in.
Mike, are we brothers?
We probably are.
JC's like, if I practice it enough, I'll be a professional.
They got mad at me a long time ago because I think the Masters were on. And they got mad at me because they said, hey, if you wanted to be a golfer, you think you could get to the PGA? And I was like, yeah, bro.
Absolutely.
If you give me time and some golf clubs and practice every day, of course.
Nobody has reached the peak of humanity. Of course. I think if you want it, you can get it.
We got like obsessive personalities. So once we start doing something and we like it, it's like,
you're going to be the best.
It's over. Yeah. Don't let me design clothes, bro. It's over.
You guys should, man, because I really like your gear. Like your Social House sweatshirts that you guys always rock and stuff.
Thank you.
I like them a lot. When did you guys move to L.A.? Because you guys decided to get out of Pittsburgh and go to where the entertainment industry is. When did you guys move?
Well, we moved at separate times. I've been out in L.A. for about 3 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, and I moved like 6 months early or something like that, like just a little bit before. And we both from Pittsburgh, but we didn't really like know each other.
You guys didn't click until you guys were in L.A.?
I knew who he was because like Pittsburgh's not like that big music-wise. Right. So like you know if somebody's fire. And so like I heard about him and stuff like that. We had a session, but like literally started working together in L.A. and with one of the producers that lived literally a mile away from him and he didn't know in Pittsburgh. So, like, we both, our whole squad was from Pittsburgh, in L.A.
Yeah, because who are some big music names that have come out of Pittsburgh besides you guys?
Wiz Khalifa,
Mac Miller,
Christina Aguilera. Yeah.
Christina's from Pittsburgh. I forgot about them. Yeah.
And I was just going to throw this at Dan Marino. That has nothing to do with
music. Football player.
You know what I mean?
And the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah,
of course. So you guys linked up and then you guys started producing. And what was the first song that you guys wrote together that somebody picked up?
It was Macy or no.
Wait. No, actually, look, in Pittsburgh, we had like one session and it ended up on a Christmas album.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, it was... I literally remember nothing about the Christmas album, but it was our first check in music, and we got it together. It was
$20.
It was crazy.
Split it?
What'd y'all do with it? By car?
I went straight to Giant Eagle.
Yeah.
We got some candy.
Yeah, we got some candy, bro. Yeah. That $20 went crazy.
Man.
No, I was so proud because literally it came in, and I think it was, like, from, like, Sony. And it was, like, a check.
And it said Sony
music.
On it.
Yep. With my name on it. I was like,
yep.
I can do it.
You almost don't want to cash it. You just want to frame that thing.
I should have. That would have been way more appropriate.
Right?
Acting like $20.
Because you could just eat that $20 because you know you're going to make more money once you got picked up. We're talking to the guys from Social House. We got Scooty and Mikey in studio with us right now. You guys moved out, so you're in L.A., start producing. How do you guys come across Scooter Braun, who's Ariana Grande's manager, and Justin Bieber, and...
And now Demi Lovato.
And now Demi Lovato's in your crew, so.
Not gonna lie, it was the weirdest.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest scenario ever.
Yeah, it was like pure chance.
Literally, this girl we knew who is a singer had a meeting with his A&R. And they ended up not liking her because they just thought that maybe they would be better suited for a different direction. Like, they were just like, we like your stuff a lot, but we just have a specific type of artist that we enjoy.
Okay.
And so she was like, and then he said, here's somebody that we like, right? And so he played something, and then in the meeting, they were like, nah, you know what you should listen to, and then played us. And and so he said, can you bring them here right now? And literally, we met Scooter Braun an hour later, and he signed us.
Wow.
So it was somebody
heard your music?
They played Magic in the Hand. That was the only song they heard and gave us and signed us. They didn't even hear. They didn't even want to hear anything.
What?
They were like, "We're here. We believe you guys. We're in. Let's do it."
If he was that anxious, I would have. I would have made him squirm a little bit.
We've never been more
think
excited.
About it, Scooter, bro.
Never. Yeah. You didn't play hard to get at all.
No, we're like, okay, let's get married, please.
Like one of those. Like, did you guys even read the contract or did you sign?
Contract? What?
No, I was like, what? There's a contract?
Is that what I signed?
I don't even know. I was like, I'll be nude right now. Like,
did that change things for you really quickly, though? I mean, was there just a whole list of stuff you had to do? Get into a studio? Or, I mean, obviously, you
did. We decided to get abs.
You started working out.
Probably work out.
Are you getting on that Drake plan? Show off the abs.
Yep. You know.
Yeah. Wait till this summer. I'm gonna be on a boat or something like that. Just like
gotta look like a packet of clips.
You got it.
Yeah.
Dang right, brother.
No, it was crazy because literally, I think it was maybe about a year before that we decided that we wanted to do the artist thing because we had always wanted to be artists, but we started writing and producing for other people, and then we were like, you know what? We really like want to pursue it ourselves, so we started to take steps towards that. I lost 80 pounds. Like, he lost 40 pounds. We just decided to just, like, get it together, get in shape, you know, start working towards it. And then it literally happened to be at the perfect time because as soon as we were, like, good, they were like, hey, come in. And immediately Scooter was like, you guys look like artists. You feel like artists.
You're ready.
We're in. And he just, like, walked out like a boss. Like, literally he had, like, one sentence. Like, it was, like, one of those moments. He was like, all right, you're good. We're good. All right, let's
man a few on. Words type deal.
Yeah, he was like...
Do you guys, so you guys come in as producers and stuff, and had you guys been on stage before? Did he have to send you in to take some classes on how to have that up there, or you guys just go be yourselves?
We hadn't been on stage, and we had to do it ourselves.
Yeah,
so we just had to learn at a show.
Literally jump into the deep end.
Hey, guys, you have a concert.
Yes.
Real life practice.
Yeah, it was like, our first show ever was at the Surf Lodge.
Really?
Did you guys black out? Do you remember anything from it? Because I think
I remember everything.
Yes.
Insanely scary.
I remember the anxiety. The anxiety was very high.
But literally, after the show, somebody asked us to take a picture. And so I was hanging with Scooty. We're taking a picture with like these like,
sorry.
It was really cool. And then literally, after that, I just seen a swamp of people just pull Scooty from me. And then after that, I couldn't even get to him. It was like they just kidnapped him. And I was like, Scoot, no. He was on the Titanic. I was like, yeah.
How many days before you saw Scooty again? So, yeah, now you guys got a little bit of clout. You got girls all over the place. Is it hard to say no?
It's very easy to say no.
I
like somebody.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm in a relationship.
Both of you guys.
See, that just makes you sexier.
Yeah.
It makes you more of a challenge.
Yeah.
Man, I respect that so much, man.
There's no challenge. There's no chance.
Yeah.
I'm just chilling. You know what I mean? I don't know. I've always been like a guy who likes one girl.
That's
cool.
Great.
You're monogamous. Yeah, you're a very monogamous guy, which is cool. Which helps probably write good songs, you know, for Ariana Grande and stuff.
Yeah, we help her tell her love stories.
So does she sit in a room with you guys? She's like, all right, Scooty, get in here, Mikey. Let me tell you about what went down with this dude. And then you guys just go right.
Kind of, yeah. It's like kumbaya session. We all just sit down and talk about our feelings, what we've been going through and stuff, and just kind of put it into a song.
Are there tears ever when you guys have her? Because these are powwow moments.
Oh, yeah. No, the New York session was really like... Yeah. It was really tough. Emotional.
Yeah, a lot of tissues and a lot of champagne.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of champagne.
That's a song. Tissues and champagne. I'm going to GoDaddy and buying tissues and champagne.com. You can buy it from me.
Y'all, I got a little bit from your latest single, though, right here, if I may play. Haunt You. I stole it a little bit off the internet. If you don't mind, I'm going to play it. Is that cool? You know?
Is that cool?
That's
cool.
I don't want to get tackled right now.
I got the nod that it's cool.
So this is Haunt You. Never thought someone so beautiful could haunt you. Better off this way, but I want you. Want you, want you. And sometimes I just really want to call you. Something beautiful could haunt you. Haunt you, haunt you.
Now could you pass me a tissue?
Champagne, baby. The smell of orchids. Orange, the way you look. I won't forget it. Watching the devil's dance outside my doorstep. Some kind of heaven. I haven't seen you.
Singing about here, fellas.
This actually, ironically, this is one of our like most meaningful songs. It's the three part meaning. All right, so literally after like Seven Rings and Thank You Next and stuff like that, Tony was like, He was like, guys, this is cool. I like these songs. Make some stuff for you, please. And so, like, we were like, can we rent a cabin and, like, put a studio in it and, like, go hard for a couple days? And we were supposed to make, like, two songs. Was it, like, two? It was, like, make, like, two songs, you know, like, help out. And we ended up making 14 songs. It scrapped everything, made a whole album.
Whoa!
In 2 days?
In 10 days.
We ended 10 days. Ended up
all you need is a cabin.
Days. How much deposit you got to put down on a cabin now?
Yeah, how much was that?
It was
horrendous. It was in Big Bear, and it was, like, wild, but it was worth it.
It was on last cabin.
You got an album out
it. Was
it, right?
Less than I thought it was going to be.
Really?
Yeah, it was less. It was less. It's definitely worth it. But literally, so what we did was we ended up making a whole album, and we told the story of a relationship from beginning to end in reverse. So it starts with the breakup song, and
to
it
the
goes
love.
Back to,
yeah,
to the start.
It's kind of like an introspective look into the relationship, kind of like, looking back through it to see, like, where it went wrong and, like, where the fault lies and what and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's important to listen to that album in order to get the full...
Yeah.
It's what it used to be, man.
It's a cool story.
We got away from all that, and you guys are bringing it back with that.
Yeah.
There comes your tears and champagne.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
trying to work in a
remix. That's for the next one, Al.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.